In this bulletin, Australia's new Prime Minister Scott Morrison vows to lead a stable and consultative government. The country's peak body representing culturally and linguistically diverse people voices its hopes for a Morrison government. And in sport, the Wallabies fight to keep their Bledisloe Cup hopes alive. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Australia's new Prime Minister Scott Morrison has vowed to rebuild the government, saying it will be marked by stability in a consultative leadership style. Mr. Morrison will spend the weekend looking at which fresh talent to promote and which experienced hands to keep on his front bench. He succeeds Malcolm Turnbull in the role of Prime Minister after a leadership spill on Friday. The country's peak body representing culturally and linguistically diverse people says it hopes new Prime Minister Scott Morrison will work closely with Multicultural Australia. The Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia Chair Mary Patetsis is also calling for an end to the political use of race. Ms. Patetsis says Mr. Morrison now has extra responsibility to lead by example.
I believe Australia needs to be confident of their Prime Minister to do the right thing. The important thing is that we try to minimise the extent of alarmist and extreme views that are being expressed by public figures, really to whip up debate and division.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has spoken with Scott Morrison following his Liberal leadership win. There had been concerns relations with New Zealand may have suffered under a government led by leadership contender Peter Dutton, with bonds strained by Australia's policy of deporting foreigners, including Kiwis, who'd served 12 months or more in prison. Ms. Ardern says New Zealand's diplomatic approach will stay the same, regardless of who leads Australia.
Regardless of who's in charge, we'll keep advocating in the same way on behalf of New Zealand. Certainly, I'll make an assumption here, based on the role he's had in the past, that he'll know New Zealand and its fine attributes really well.
Some of the hardest-hit drought regions in New South Wales are expecting relief, with forecasts for a wet week ahead. A rain system is hovering over Queensland and is forecast to extend to the south and east today. New South Wales State Manager of the Bureau of Meteorology, Anne Farrell, says the northern inland and northeastern parts of the state will receive the most rainfall.
Yeah, while this particular rain we wouldn't normally have a great deal of interest in it, because it's occurring over the drought-affected areas, it's some of the best rain areas of those drought-affected areas have seen in quite some time.
The European Union has issued a warning to Italy to refrain from issuing threats as debate continues over how to handle migrant arrivals. The warning came after Italy's Deputy Prime Minister said Italy would withhold EU funds if other countries did not take migrants from a Coast Guard ship in Sicily. EU Commission spokesman Alexander Winterstein says the EU operates on the basis of rules, not threats.
So finding a solution for the persons on board is our main priority. That is what we are focused on, and that is also what we think everybody else should be focused on. Let's not engage in finger-pointing.
The United Nations warns regional patience is running out over Venezuela's migrant crisis. Long-term social and economic unrest has triggered a mass exodus of people from the country, with the number fleeing to Ecuador this year approaching close to 500,000. Spokesman for the International Organisation for Migration, Joel Millman, says the mass movement of people risks creating a situation on par with the European refugee crisis.
This is building to a crisis moment that we've seen in other parts of the world, particularly in the Mediterranean, and we have to start lining up priorities and funding and means to manage this as soon as we can.
And to sport, Wallabies captain Michael Hooper says the team is ready to bring its best at tonight's Bledisloe Cup match in New Zealand. Last week's 38-13 drubbing at ANZ Stadium put the All Blacks firmly in the frame to keep the Bledisloe Cup, which Australia last won in 2002. Hooper says he believes the team can deliver the performance needed to keep their Bledisloe Cup hopes alive.
It's about dealing with being belligerent with how we want to play our game, understanding that there's a certain way we want to play the game, and yes, there's going to be things that we need to adapt to against a quality team like New Zealand, that's for sure, but understanding what's going to get us pay both in attack and defence and sticking to that.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 20, Adelaide sunny 19, Melbourne similar conditions 17, Hobart partly cloudy 17, Canberra shower or 2:15, Wollongong much the same 18, similar conditions in Sydney 19, Newcastle showers again 18, Brisbane much the same 22, Cairns partly cloudy 28, and Darwin mostly sunny 32. I'm Biwa Kwan and this is SBS News.